Good morning and welcome back to the podcast. This is the Evil Dungeon Master Universe podcast. I am your host, Evil Dungeon Master Vince, and we're back for another episode. Well, anyway, ask the DM at theevildm.com. You can head to my website, theevildm.com, and click on email me. That form has been fixed. Thank you very much for letting me know about that. And you can head to Twitter and hit me up on the Evil DM or facebook.com/theevildungeonmaster if you want to leave a question and I'll answer it in an email session, or you can go to anchor.fm/theevildm and leave a voice message, which I found you don't have to log in anymore with Spotify, so you can actually just plug in your headphones or whatever, and or your phone, and leave a voice message there. Or you can go to my website and click on leave me a voice message, and it sends you to a website speak pipe or whatever, and you can leave like a 3-minute little voicemail if you'd like, and I'll play that on the show. Anyway, today I was looking through my books again. I always like to look for random topics, and as we know, my podcast is just mostly just a daily podcast about my experiences with gaming, talking about gaming, and it could be other geeky, wonderful stuff. Today, as you can see in the picture here, I actually was going through my Phase Rip stuff. And it reminded me because I had this one comic book that was in there, and it was in with the basic set. The X-Men Adventures, which around the time was like around 95, 94, around there, maybe 96, I'm not sure exactly, but the X-Men original cartoon was still on the air, and then they had these various comic books, X-Men Adventures, that followed along with the X-Men cartoon, so to speak. And this one, in the particular you see, was a combination. It was kind of like a small trade paperback, not like a large one. It only had like a couple issues in it. If I'm looking at it right now, I think it had X-Men Adventures 9, 10, 11, and 12 all into one. I mean, it wasn't that expensive to get these things, so it was about $6. And trade paperbacks are not that cheap anymore. But we were playing Phase Rip at the time. I remember we were playing at the library because we couldn't play at our house for whatever reason. And the great Joe DM, as I call him, and if you've ever listened to any of my podcasts in the past or any of my videos, he was the guy that introduced me to all role-playing games and then disappeared one day. And I wasn't able to find him till many, many years later. But we always called him the great Joe DM, because he was such a great DM, and he had great ideas, and he helped formulate what was become the Evil Dungeon Master of me. But we were heavily involved in playing D&D, and I wanted to play Phase Rip because I enjoy playing Phase Rip. He was a good DM of Phase Rip, so he pulled it out, and I wanted to play one character in particular at the time, which was Dark Phoenix. And the rest of the group was good. They wanted to play X-Men, because you know, X-Men was all the rage during this time frame. We had the cartoon, we had the comic books. There was a ton of X-Men comics out there. So I was playing Dark Phoenix, also known as Jean Grey, but she was kind of in that immense power build-up complexity character of cosmic energy and destruction and rebirth of her character. And really wasn't about winning battles with her. It was more of I wanted to play the whole power struggle, the internal power struggle of having all this immense power, but not actually able to use it. I wanted to have that. I like to role play. If anybody's played any of my games, which a lot of people who do listen have played in my games, know that I'm more of a role player than a combat person. Yeah, sure, I'll have some combat, but I'd rather role play things out before anything else. And this is one thing I wanted to try, was to roleplay Dark Phoenix in a game. So when Joe set it up, we were facing off against the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. And obviously, as Dark Phoenix, I was the most powerful person in the group with all the power. Joe was trying to incorporate elements from the Dark Phoenix Saga comic book, comic series, I should say, which was also out at the time, I believe, because it was a brief resurgence of the whole thing based because of the cartoon and how the cartoon had a couple episodes based on it. So he was trying to incorporate the whole Dark Phoenix saga as well into everything. And I remember as I was playing the character, and I was using the Phoenix, the blast that she had and the power that she had, that Joe was rolling as well and telling me each time that I dipped into the powers of Dark Phoenix that I was becoming closer and closer to losing myself. So I had to figure out a way to use the powers and not lose myself. Because obviously, when you use the Dark Phoenix power, you can absolutely lose yourself into the darkness of the whole thing and just become this massive force that wants to explode. So Joe was rolling on this and doing this. So it was a kind of like a power struggle thing. And I had to portray it and play it so that I was true to the character. And actually, she showed love for the X-Men and fear of what could be coming. So I had to pull back some of the emotion and the power of this. So it was kind of an interesting game. That's another reason why I don't like playing established characters all the time, because you have a lot to live up to when it becomes an established character, because you have a way of how they play, a way of how they do things. But when I was pulling out this comic, it reminded me of that whole thing, and it also because the X-Men 97 cartoon is back. It was kind of something I wanted to talk about. And trying to figure out a way to talk about some type of comic type thing on my show because I like talking about comic books. I read comic books, not a lot of Marvel comics. I mostly sit with the older comics. I have the Marvel Unlimited app that my wife got me for Christmas this year. She got me a year, but it wasn't that much. It was like 40, 50 bucks. And it's a blast just reading old comics. And I've been going over a lot of the X-Men stuff since the cartoon restarted. And then this kind of, fell out in one of the books when I was looking through things to talk about, and Phase Rip came up. And I'm like, you know what? Maybe I should start reading these again, because these were really awesome comics to read. I mean, I don't have too many old floppies, as they call them, from back in the 90s. I mean, I have a few that I have that sometimes you see in my videos, and that stuck with me all these years. But a lot of them I lost in a move. Well, a couple got flooded out. But yeah, I would definitely love to spend some time talking about comic books on another podcast, because people probably don't want to hear it here. But if I ever find a good co-host, I would definitely do a comic book podcast. Otherwise, I'll probably just do it on my own and keep quiet about it and let people find it on their own. But yeah, if you have any time, a chance to pick up X-Men Adventures or any of the X-Men books from the 90s, they're really good reads and they give you some really good adventure ideas for Phase Rip. If you want to play a Phase Rip game with X-Men, absolutely pick up that X-Men starting in 92. Around there, 93, maybe even 90. And there's X-Force as well, which will give you a hell of a lot of ideas for a game for Phase Rip. I can't tell you how many times I've just pulled out some of those old comics in the app, and it gave me tons of ideas, or read them online or something like that. And I don't know, the artwork was a lot better in the 90s for X-Men. I don't know, a lot of people said they don't like the gritty style and the sexualized style, but I've always enjoyed the comics from the 90s and the 80s compared to the modern day comics. And I don't really like how the modern day comics are turning out, to be honest. And I don't like to be preached at in comic books. I read comic books to escape, not learn about how I can check my privilege or something like that. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to head out. This is a little bit of a shorter one today. I just wanted to tell you about some experiences in Phase Rip and X-Men Universe in the game we played. We did manage to defeat the Brotherhood of Evil, obviously, because I wound up just doing a whole thing with Dark Phoenix and sacrificing myself, and kind of like how she did in the comics. And I just Joe told me that if I kept going the route I was doing, that I'd have two choices, that I would probably destroy everything, and lose myself and probably have to fight the X-Men myself, or if I just gave it one incredible giant blast of power that would destroy the bad guys, and I would probably die in the process, but I would save the world. So I decided on that and saving the world. So I don't know. It was a fun game. I don't really, like I said, I don't like playing established characters all that often, and that was one time I wanted to try it, and I didn't. That's why I always use custom characters, and as a DM, I'll use established characters somewhat, and like I'll use Doom and things like that. Just some villains, just to see how they would fit inside the adventure. Anyway, with that said, I'm going to head out. Keep it original, keep it old school. Good night, and God bless everybody.